Blog Talk Radio.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. We're back at it again. Welcome to 2021. Brown Sugar Radio, loyal listeners. I am so excited. I'm always excited, but I'm really excited because tonight is a really, really big night. Not only is this the year of great possibilities, but it's also the Georgia Senate runoff. And so we've been having our eyes glued to the TV. And I have a very, very special guest. Y'all already know, Harold Arrow, also known as Sound Off Live. Y'all remember from back in the day on Brown Sugar Radio. Anyway, I'm just glad to have him back. Welcome, Sound, back to Brown Sugar Radio. How are you? Uh-oh, we can't hear you. Wait a minute. All right,
okay,
there we go, there we go.
Can you hear me? Okay, I said,
Arrow,
I'm glad
you
have me
now.
Back.
We got you.
Okay, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me back.
Absolutely, yes, and I'm just really excited. Y'all know I'm formerly known as Brown Sugar, okay? Some people still call me Brown. You may hear Harold Arrow call me Brown tonight. I may call him Sound because we've been friends for over, golly, 12,
indeed,
13 years,
indeed.
Maybe 15. Anyway, yep, we go back to 2007, okay? Y'all do the math. Anyway, tonight is just really crazy because, like I said, we've had our eyes glued to the TV, and, I mean, everyone's on the edge of their seats. This is almost as bad as the election night that we were watching. Remember watching everything unfold for, like, four or five days?
Yes.
Everyone's on their seats again, the edge of their seats. And not only of the election, but I want to be clear. First of all, I don't care who you voted for, okay? Let me put that out there. As long as you got out and you voted, that's what matters. Now, I know who I voted for, and I know who I feel would like to win, but my thing
absolutely
is this. At the end of the day, look, as long as you took action, all right, that's what is the most important thing. And at the end of the day, I truly believe, I've always said this, who's meant to win is going to win. It's already written in the cards. It's already, God already ordained that person to win. So I'm just excited for this new year. And you're right there in Atlanta, where all the action is taking place. What is it like out there? I mean, it's just, man, this is crazy.
It's pins and needles, man. I mean, because this is so close and it's like back and forth. The Democrats will go up and then the Republicans will go up. But I think our ace
like
in the hole is the fact. Yes, yes. I think our ace in the hole with the Democrats that are running, the inner city counties and precincts are starting to report now. And that's Atlanta,
mm-hmm,
DeKalb, Fulton, Clayton County. So those are highly Democratic populated areas. So the margin is so close that if those counties and precincts deliver, the Democrats should forge ahead. So that's what we're looking at right now.
Wow. I love it. I'm just really excited. And this is why, now, like I said, this whole night with 2021, we all understand the year we had in 2020, and everybody was so glad to see January 1st. It was like a clean slate had hit. Everyone felt like so purified. You know, it was like, yes, we get to start the slate all over. And now everyone's
indeed
ready for a new beginning. And what a way to take back the power, right, in the House, in the Senate,
and
as far as presidency, right? And
absolutely.
I just find this so emotional because the last time you and I, we were on the air was in 2007 when Barack Obama won. And remember, I was on the air crying, and it was just really emotional for me. And
yes,
this also is emotional for me because I just know the importance this right here. And this Senate race, ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you to look at this not just from a political standpoint, but as far as professionally or personally, at how important it is for you to continue to shoot for your goals. They had to do this election twice. Do you hear me? So whoever wins this, they did not give up. They understand the value of trying again. And I want for you be clear on your goals, your purpose. You know, how do you feel about that? Don't you feel like there's something, there's a message in there, right? Carol, when you look at this race being done twice, what do you get out of that message?
Exactly what you just said. You know, these two candidates, these four candidates for these two seats, they fought hard. They fought very hard back in November. It just, you know, gave it everything they got. And it's so poetic that here in 2021, they're back at the starting block starting again. And the hidden message is, you know, we didn't get it done in 2020. So we have to rebuild and start fresh in 2021 and give it the same hard effort. And that's what I say to people in general. You put everything you could into 2020. Nobody saw 2020 coming, and there was a lot of defeat. But it's a new year. Now, keep in mind, a lot of the 2020 is going to span over to 2021. So you have to armor up and put as much as twice the effort into 2021 to prosper. Because there are going to be roadblocks. Mm-hmm. There are going to be barriers.
Yes.
2021,
things
aren't going to change just because the calendar year changed. You know, the same problems are here. You have to armor up, stay prayed up, and give it all you got. And just don't take defeat as an option.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm looking at, you know, is the fact that, okay, sometimes, you know how they say, God's delay doesn't mean it's denial. You just may not be ready at that particular moment, but that position is still yours.
That
seed that you sown is going to grow. You're watering it every day. You're nurturing it. You're doing all the steps in order for that seed to grow and flourish. So it's got to show its way up.
You just
have to keep the faith. And that's what this race, this political race, reminds me of, the fact like, wow, whoever wins this had to go through the process twice. And I'm just really excited about it because this is showing us, do not give up on your dreams. Do not give up on what your purpose is. Do not give up on what you feel is important in life, you know. And so that's how I'm doing this.
And let me add, the crazy thing in all of this, you have this race going to decide the Senate majority lead. And, you know, you have these four participants that are fighting hard for these two seats. And amidst all of this, you still have instructions of the President of the United States in all of this, who it's still about taking all the focus off of these races. And, you know, it's just people are so ready to get to the finish line on January 20th and be done with administration. And you know, it's madness. It's madness.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what it is. And that's called, there's a word for that, what he's doing. It's not stonewalling. Kind of like, well, scapegoating, what is the word?
Grandstanding. Grandstanding.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it too. That's the word.
It's all about me.
I
had a conversation, you know, with a couple of my buddies. We always talk politics. And I brought up a comparison. I said, you know who Donald Trump is? I said, Donald Trump is the kid at the playground with the fresh new football. And the two captains pick all the kids in the neighborhood who's going to be on whose team. Donald Trump doesn't get picked. So what does he do? He starts pouting. He takes his football and he goes home, and there's no game. So it's like my way or the highway, and that's Donald Trump. That's Donald Trump.
Right.
I mean, the reports tonight are that he's even turning on his own vice president. He's expecting his vice president tomorrow with the big hearing they're going to have to solidify the Electoral College. He's expecting his vice president to go in there and work some type of magic and block it. And, you know, the vice president has stood strong and said, Trump, there are certain things I can't do. So now he's turning on him. And, you know, if you don't abide by Trump bullshit, in the end, he's going to turn on you like everybody else.
Everybody else, yeah. And that's the thing, when you look around, now don't get me wrong, I've shifted gears and I've had to eliminate in my circle at times. But the difference is there's only particular people that I eliminate, not my entire crew. My circle is small by choice. We're a lot of people, and I do not want a lot of drama and chaos and stress in my life. So there's some people you have to cut loose.
Absolutely.
People that's been in my life over 20 years, over 30 years, and we have had a great relationship. You know, me and you almost had, 15 years, you know? So it's like, you know, if you can keep people in your life that long, that obviously the problem is not you. Now, I'm not saying you're perfect.
Absolutely.
We all have our flaws. We all have our different issues and things that we're faced with in life. But at the end of the day, it's important to recognize the people who are real and the people who are not. And I seen something the other day posted on Facebook. It said, there's nothing more dangerous than a fake friend. And I believe that with all my heart. Because, see, they come in. You know how it goes. They come in. They get real close to you, learn all your secrets, all your flaws, and they gain the information to use against you.
Absolutely.
So be mindful what you share with people, ladies and gentlemen. Be very cautious how much you reveal. What you reveal, somebody can use it against you and in the wrong manner. Okay? And that's definitely what we don't want.
We don't want that type of
energy.
I've always lived my life by the adage that just keep small circles. Keep small circles every day one. The ones you know that you can trust. You know, that's family. And I hate to say it, but very few close friends. You know, I find myself today in life at the age of 53. I only really trust and confide in close friends that I grew up with. And, I mean, that doesn't include everybody from high school. I mean, I'm talking day ones when you were knee-high to a duck. And those are the friends that I really confide in. I really don't let me substitute the word. No new friends, no new friends by Drake. You know, I don't do the new jigger. I mean, everybody's out for self, personal gain. And, I mean, I've found out when you stand up straight, not hunched over where people can ride your back, you'll find out your circle will thin out real quick. When people can't gain from you and you put your foot down and you put a few people in their place, you'll see, man, they'll start to scatter like roaches when the lights come on. And the problem in society today, everybody, and I think social media has a lot to do with it, everybody wants to win the popularity contest. Everybody wants the likes, wants the follows. And that stuff on social media follows us in real life because you
have
to have self-replication through others. And you got to learn at some point just how to stand tall and firm on your own. It's like relationships. People have this fear of being single. There's nothing wrong with being single. I'd rather stay single instead of keep making these same mistakes, running into these brick walls, wasting time and wasting others' time, you know?
Yeah, people need to realize that's it. Absolutely.
I live by the premise now. I don't go out searching for it. I'm single. I wait to see what God's going to put in my path. If it's in my path through God to be with someone, he'll deliver it. They'll present themselves through Christ. So
yeah,
that's my
take. Absolutely. And I do appreciate that, you know, because of the fact that we have to look at all aspects of our life when it comes to, okay, if you're constantly losing friends, you got to reevaluate yourself at some point. That can't be everybody.
That's it.
All right.
That's
but
it.
If it's just one here or there.
Absolutely.
You gonna say something?
No. I agree with what you're saying. Totally.
You know, if there's one here or there, you know, and you are putting in the work, that's what's so important. Putting in the daily work, the daily efforts for personal development, you know, for you to recognize the areas that you need to improve in. You're really putting that effort to become a better person, a better woman, a better man. And when you
That's
grow,
it.
You realize the things that you used to enjoy, so you outgrow. And
absolutely.
You've been down with somebody, and just because they, you know how you can say you can agree to disagree. When you've
That's
been
it.
Down with somebody, and just because they have a different opinion and you cut them loose, now to me that's childish.
Very.
We should be able to agree to disagree on certain topics.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. And, you know, it's funny. I see that so much on social media. You see on social media someone disagrees with something, say, on a post or disagrees with something someone else posted. And you feel like all of your friends and followers should follow suit. Isn't that stupid? Did you see what they posted? Well, no, I disagree.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have a point. And then there's the split. There's the split. You know, we could take it to politics. You know, the whole Dem versus Repubs split.
Oh, yeah. People was unfriendly you if you voted for Trump or if you voted for Biden.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, God. This is, you know, and I told a lot of my high school friends, a lot of them I didn't even reconnect with until years later on Facebook. And I told him, I said, man, we grew up together. You know, we played ball together at the park, you know, football in high school. I said, I'd be damned if my political affiliation versus your political affiliation, we're going to have beef and just, you know, go separate ways, man. You know, we go too far back.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying?
Too
far back. That's right.
Too well, you know, I don't let politics stem into the relationships I have with people.
Mm-hmm,
we can
mm-hmm.
agree to disagree, but at the end of the day, we're going to
absolutely
keep it moving.
That's it. That's it. That's all, you know. And my whole thing is, especially with being a businesswoman, I'm very careful what I put on my page because I recognize that I have customers that are of both parties. I have followers that are of both parties. So I'm very cautious what I post. Now, will I post who I'm voting for or who I believe that should be the next one in office? Absolutely. I'll congratulate them. I'm excited. I'm happy. But I'm not going to bash the opposing party is what I'm saying. That's one thing I
Absolutely.
See a lot of bashing of different parties. And I'm not going to do that. I'm not. You know, and that to me, now you're stooping to that level. If you're sitting there talking mess and it's just really immature. It's a sign of immaturity.
Absolutely.
I don't need to bash. We all have eyes. We've all witnessed what has happened. And now we can all have our own different perspectives about it. But I'm not going to sit there and dog out anybody because I got better things to do with my time and I'm all about right now getting my bag. Okay? Whoever's in office is not going to change my bank account at this particular moment. Unless you earn over $400,000 a year, God bless you if you're in that club. That was the only way your taxes was going to be changed. And like right now, your girl ain't at that level. Now, that's it. I'm speaking into existence. But
mm-hmm.
you know, people was worried about stuff they didn't even qualify for. Oh, well, if this one's in
of
office, we're going to get hit with this tax break. Sis, the girlfriend, is you earning that much right now? If you're not earning that much right now, it doesn't apply to you. So, you know, just things prematurely people were worried about. And I just said, look, at the end of the day, I know in my heart what I want to see for America. But what I ultimately want to see for me and my children, that's what I am responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
I can only make changes for me.
That's it.
So where do you see this year headed? After we've had such a, I called it, it was catastrophic. That was the word I used for 2020. Mind blowing. What did you see for this year, 2021, for yourself and for America as a whole?
2021, it's the obvious. It's about rebuilding. It's about rebuilding. It's about re-energizing yourself to just get back in the fight and put 2020 behind. You have to realize 2020, a lot of effort went into those 12 months, those 365 days. And to be blindsided by 2020 and just be so set back, you don't realize the energy you have to muster up to come into a new year and say, okay, this year is going to be better, because it's all on faith. It's all on faith. We went into 2020 with faith and just got kicked in the face, you know? So with 2021, the first thing is you just have to have the mindset of staying prayed up, let's rebuild, let's get strong. But also coinciding with that, we have to unify as a people.
Mm-hmm.
We have to unify as a people. And I'm not talking about blacks, whites, you know, African-Americans, Caucasians, Puerto Rican, as a human race. As the human race, we have to unify and come together to have a prosperous 2021. You know, my take on 2020, and I'll come from, you know, a religious, biblical point of view. I think 2020 was the good Lord looking down and saying, I've had it. I have had it.
Say it. Say it.
You guys, you know, you have everything right there before you, and you're just effing it up. So you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw something in the mix to put everybody in a timeout. And I think the Lord just stripped us of a lot of things.
He's tired. He's fed up.
And he said, I'm going to put everybody in a timeout till you guys can get alone with each other and start loving each other and unify. I'm going to put everybody in the timeout. Stay in your homes, go into timeout corner. And I'll let you know when it's time to come out.
Doing too much.
And I think that's what 2020 is. You know? Now we're
well, he got,
corner
God
like
had
that.
To show us who he is. He had to, it was, what was that one post that I seen? An invisible enemy is going to take an invisible God to heal us. You know, you got to have faith. We know coronavirus exists because you see the results from it. We know
God exists
because we see the creation, you see? So the thing is, we got to get on the same accord, and God is tired. They want to take prayer out of school, and God we trust off the money. You know, they want to stop singing national anthem at certain places. I mean, that's ridiculous. So God is like, okay, you want to take me out of schools. You want to take me off America. You want to take me out of here, there, and everywhere. Now, our country, wealthiest country, matter of fact, in the world, you know, it's sad, these little $600 checks that everybody's getting. I'm grateful for it. Don't get me wrong. That's why I said I'm going to stimulate my own check. I'm not dependent on the government. And at the end of the day, that's why I also said, I don't care who you voted for as long as you got out there and you voted, because ultimately this is what I do know. God, look, I'm going to go there. God has already orchestrated for Joe Biden to win.
That's it.
He already knew who he wanted. So you get out there. So now God was moving the hearts of man to pick who he wanted in office. Even with Trump, there was something we had to learn with that. For Trump to win, that was divinely orchestrated also. Because God sometimes got to put you in position of appreciation so that when you do get a leader that you feel is more qualified in whatever form you feel that is, that's what's going to make you appreciate that leader even more so. I don't know how many people dogged out Barack Obama so bad. So I said, okay, Barack was bad. Let me show you something else. Now will you appreciate what you have, since you felt like he was just so awful? He didn't do enough for black people, or he didn't do enough for the Chinese, or he didn't do enough for this or that or other. So now let me give you something 10 times worse.
Yeah, let me show you what bad really is.
And that's what happened. So I'm with you 1,000% on that. And then what was crazy, remember even when Barack came in office, what was interesting, he came up after Bush, and he had a lot that he cleaned up after Bush. And that was a very hard time. And so for people to attack Barack and say, oh, well, he did a horrible job and he didn't do this and he didn't do that, look at the era he came in and what all he had to take care of. We were, you know, millions or billions or trillions of dollars in debt because of what he had to clean up from the last 8 years. And yes, even though Barack did spend, it takes money to get the Obamacare and to get the health care and all that. And like it or love it, yes, I mean, you do need health care. You know, people are mad, or he's forcing these companies to get health care. He should, because guess what? If he can save someone's mother, he lost his mom because she couldn't afford medical. So if he can save someone else's mother because she has the medical in place to take care of herself, I am all for it. I'm all for it, you know? So it just depends, you know, at the end of the day, it depends on where you're at in life and what it is. Like I said, we all have different crossroads. There's some people who may not feel that they need health care. But listen, as my grandmother said, keep living, okay? Your body starts changing and doing some things you don't understand. You're going to need that medical at some point.
And at some point, you're definitely going to need it. That's your safety net. That is your safety net, without a doubt. You know, I want to share something with you. You know, we talk about 2020, this administration, the pandemic, the racial tension, the problems with the cops, and you know, all the killings in the streets, you know, unarmed black men. One thing I can say about 2020 pandemic and the Trump administration, a positive, believe it or not, a positive. The fact that people really started understanding my vote makes a difference. I need to see what's going on with my government. I need to start checking out the political front more. And just see what's going on and how it affects me. You know, it's funny. If it doesn't affect you, you know, you'll turn a blind eye to it. But it took a Donald Trump. It took this pandemic. It took 2020 to wake a lot of people up and see what's really going on and affecting me. I need to get out of the vote. I need to turn on CNN or whatever news outlet daily and see what's going on, not only here in the U.S., but around the world. Because now it's directly affecting me. So I think
that was the main thing we heard in 2016. Remember, I'm not voting. It's not. It ain't affecting me. It ain't affecting me. I don't care who wins. It ain't affecting me. And now it affected people losing their lives, losing their jobs, losing their homes. Come on.
That's it. That's it. So and I say 2020, but really beyond. I mean, to be honest, the whole entire Trump administration woke a nation up, woke generations up and said, hey, I need to pay attention. My vote my voice needs to be heard. I need to see what's going on in the political landscape of this country and how it affects me. So, I mean, you know, it's there. I mean, who would have ever thought a Senate race, two Senate races in little Georgia would be bigger than the presidency itself? Who would have ever thought
Let's go even deeper than that. Who would have ever thought it would have took almost a week to find out who our next president was going to be? Never seen nothing like that before, right? Who would have thought that Trump would have won office to begin with, because a lot of people were shocked. They were like, oh, he's just running, you know, to pull votes away from Hillary or whatever. You know, they didn't think that he would get in office. And then when he won, everybody was shocked. Like, wait a minute, what? Then they got to be embarrassed, you know. Oh, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. He's my president. Well, did you vote? You can't complain. That's why I tell people all the time, exercise your right to vote. If you don't vote, you can't complain. I don't want to hear it.
And the funny thing about Trump is that you thought you saw all you could see in 2016 when he, you know, won the White House. You thought you just saw it all. No one had any idea what the next 4 years would be like. And the fact, one, that he would turn this country into sort of like a dictatorship.
Right.
And then in the end go against the Constitution, fighting it in any and every way, screaming foul, oh, the election was rigged, I'm suing. You know, buddy, how did you get in office in 2016? I mean, really.
Right.
How did you get in office in 2016? I tell people all the time, karma is a bitch, man. Karma is a bitch. Mm. It will work its way back around eventually.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you something. This is why it's important to live your life at the highest integrity that you can. I'm not saying perfect, but every morning just strive to treat people the way you want to be treated, okay? And it's important for us, yeah, because you're sowing those seeds. You're sowing those seeds of negativity. You're sowing those seeds of doubt. You're sowing the seeds of either racism or discord or hatred. And that is not what I know I want my life to be about. So I don't surround myself with those types of people. And I recognize that I'm only in control of my own actions, but I'm in control also of who I choose to surround myself with. Because what happened, mm-hmm. you know that old saying, birds of a feather flock together. The more you hang out with this individual, the more that you surround them, you're going to end up picking up their bad habits. Matter of fact, I read my Bible. I try to read it every morning, you know, before I start my day. And I was reading the scripture where mm-hmm. it says, beware of who you hang around with because evil habits corrupt good company. And that's fact.
Absolutely.
Evil habits
absolutely
corrupt good company. So you can't say, oh, I'm cool. That's just a homie down the street. We cool. You know, even though they beat folks up and they spit on them and they rob and steal and kill, that's still my homie. What? That's going to jump off in you. One or all of them.
Absolutely.
And then you're going to be a whole new person a year from now. Oh, no, I didn't let it get to me. But the more you hang with them, you start talking. Think about it. Even like with best friends or married couples, you notice how, or siblings. They got a distinguished way they carry themselves, and it starts. They almost mm-hmm. like merge, like twins, almost as you're watching.
Oh yeah, manifest. Yes, it manifests on down. No doubt.
They start talking. Yeah, they start talking the same. They start walking the same. You know, using the same language. They start thinking the same. For 2021, this is a year of great possibilities. And what's so great about this year is that it's a fresh year. It's a new book. You choose to write the pages in this book. One thing I can tell
That's
you it. That 2020 taught me, no matter who was president, God was still on the throne. Okay?
That's
and
it.
I'm here today
That's
to
it.
Live and talk about it. And I'm grateful, my friend, that you're here with me so we can talk about it. That's what's important mm-hmm. to me, is that, mm-hmm. you know, through it all, those who lost their lives, including my very own husband, may their soul rest in paradise, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I
mm-hmm.
just want everyone to really just, those who are still here today, focus on gratitude. Everything that we've went through, it was for learning. It was a pruning process. Now it's time for us to put one foot in front of the other, take it a day at a time, to focus
mm-hmm.
on what is
mm-hmm.
it that we can take that we learned in 2020 and apply it now in 2021.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Elevation
you
is
know,
my word for 2021.
Great word. Definitely great, great word, great text. You know, I've often stated that God will never put too much weight on your shoulders that you can't bear. And sometimes people ask me, well, what does that mean? God will never put too much weight on your shoulders that you can't bear. As rough as 2020 was, people have to understand that was God testing your resolve. When God puts
mm-hmm.
weight on your shoulders, it's not put on your shoulders to buckle your knees and for you to fall. Because guess what? If you buckle and you start to fall, he's going to pick you up. You'll start taking the
yeah.
weight off your shoulders. That is a test of your resolve. God tests your resolve to test your faith, to see if you're going to go left
mm-hmm.
or right, to see
mm-hmm.
if you're going to stay the course, stay the path, and believe in him. It's all a test.
Yeah.
And 2020 was a reckoning year where I believe just the good Lord wanted to separate the real from the fake. I got to know. I got to know
That's
who's
it.
In this army, you know, with me fighting this fight, and who's going to believe and trust in me and the path I set forth. And that's what it is. It's a test. Yes, sure. The good Lord took a lot of good people from us. But you have
mm-hmm.
to understand death. You know, on Earth, we look at death as something bad or it's tragic. I tell people all the time, from infant babies to someone that's 100 years old, everybody has an expiration date and a time that the Lord is going to call you home. And it's not always a bad thing. God just needs some more good people up top with him. That's how you have to look at it. He needs some good soldiers up top with him, you know, to keep building his army in heaven. So, you know, the whole thing is we were all tested. We were all tested in 2020. It's a new calendar year.
Yes.
Now it's time for the real to step up, rebound, and get back in line.
Absolutely. Absolutely, you know. And that's exactly what this is all about. I do show we have several callers on the line. And we're actually getting ready to end the show. I pray that you've been enjoying the show. I don't even know how to use this new switchboard. It says screen on here. For those of you who are listening, let me see here. I hope I don't hang up on nobody. I'm trying to look at these numbers. I will maybe just take one or two of you, but we have about maybe five or six different people listening on the air. If you're just listening, that's fine. If you want to chime in on the conversation, you're welcome to also. Let me see how to work this button sound. Hold on one second. We got a 770. 770, are you just calling to listen or are you calling to make a comment? Hello? 770?
Okay. Maybe they're just listening.
All right. All right. So I did. Yeah, they probably were just listening. This is so cool. So the way they have it set up, which I like, because you remember people back in the day would call and crank call and do foolishness on the air, and I'll be so mad because it would ruin your recording. And so now they have it. Yeah, I was like, I hope I don't hit the wrong button because this is my first time actually taking live calls. Most of the shows we do, we just, you know, have it just one-on-one. But this is a great topic with everything that's going on in the world. Let me try the next one. All right. We got a 314. You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Are you calling just to listen? 314? All right. I guess they're just calling to listen.
Okay.
All righty. Okay. And then I'll show another one. 702, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. 702, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Are you just calling to listen? I wonder if I'm just hitting the button right. Maybe they talking and I can't hear them. Lord. Okay. Well.
Is there a mute button?
I don't know. I'm going to have to, you know what I'm going to have to do? Once I'm off the air, I'm going to have to do like a test show and play with these buttons. I see a mute button in there. I'm hitting the button where I can screen the call. But anyway, yeah, it's all good. I guess they're calling and listening unless, like I said, I'm not unmuting them properly, child. Forgive me, y'all, if you're trying to call to say something. You can put it in the chat. I also have the chat open on Brown Sugar Radio. If you visit us on blogtalkradio.com/Brown Sugar Radio. You'll be able to see I have the chat open and available. And if you're listening from Facebook, which I know a lot of you are listening from Facebook, when you click on the actual link, it'll begin playing, okay? And you can hear the broadcast live, and then the replay will go ahead and start as soon as we end the show. So I do appreciate each and every single one of you. We're on episode 5 for season 1. 3 more episodes are left, and then I'm going to go on my hiatus and come back with season 2. And that's going to be 4 to 6 weeks. I don't know when I'm going to be back. It'll be soon.
Okay. Okay. But, so real interesting, Kim. Inform us. What do you have going on? What's your upcoming schedule? Tell everybody what you have going on.
Man, oh, goodness. So the reason I'm taking a hiatus is because I do have a lot going on. But I recognize that I have to prioritize, and you got to make sure that you take time out, you know, for yourself. So for me this year, I'm really excited because I'm planning. Many of you know I launched my new book, The Birth of an Ambitious Woman, which has been selling like hotcakes. I also have my royalty crown on, Ambitious Woman Prayer Bracelet. And I just launched the Black Power Men Elite bracelet. So I'm really excited about that. And that sold out. I got to get some more in this month. I'll be restocking that. And so I just thank God for the support, because the prayer bracelets are to remind you to pray daily and that you have the power to change your life as a co-creator with God. And so you see the purple and the gold for royalty. You see the black for power, you know, and it's just a color of strength. And it just and it's just really amazing because, like I said, people have loved the bracelets. They're fashionable, too, of course. You know, you rock it. You feel good when you're wearing it. But It's a reminder. I don't want no one to think you're praying to a bracelet. No, we're praying to God. The bracelet is just a reminder. Just like, remember back in the day, some people used to put little ribbons and stuff around their pinky finger as reminders and all.
Right.
That's what your bracelet
right.
is. It is a symbol
okay.
to remind you
okay.
that you are a daughter or a son of the King. That's what that crown is about. And
pretty
so
clever.
For those of you who have been following me for a while, you know that my slogan is crown on. And that's to remind you every day when you look in the mirror, you are royalty. You got royal DNA flowing through your veins. And you are a daughter or a son of the King, and you have no business holding your head down. When you hold your head down, your crown will fall. Hold your head high, Queen or King, you know, and just be proud of how God made you. You have a great purpose here on earth, especially if you made it through 2020, honey. You have a great purpose, okay? But the next thing I have lined up down is I'm doing my book tour, and it's going to be a virtual book tour. Really, really
okay.
excited about that, and it's just so many wonderful things that are taking place, and I'm grateful, you know, I'm really, really grateful because I couldn't do what I originally intended, which was
mm-hmm.
to actually visit the cities physically and do a 10-city
mm-hmm.
book tour. That was my goal for 2020, and so I said, all
okay.
right, I'm not going to change my goal. I'm just going to change how I execute it, so it'll be like a virtual thing.
Okay, gotcha.
Uh-huh,
gotcha.
Yeah, so I'm
wow,
excited
wow.
about that.
Yeah, you have a full plate. Now, I wanted to ask you, is that your usual work regimen that I'm not just going to focus on one thing? I have this to the left, this to the right. I have this in front of me. Do you pile your plate high? On purpose, intently, you know, to get a lot of things done. Do you like to multitask and just, you know, get a lot of things done at one time?
I don't necessarily want to say I like to multitask, but I'm good at it.
Gotcha.
I just learned to, you know, being a mother and a wife, you know what I'm saying, a businesswoman. Then remember, I was in school. I just graduated last year with my master's degree. So I had a whole lot that I was juggling. But I've learned to compartmentalize my life, and I talk about that in the book, The Birth of an Ambitious Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Compartmentalizing
gotcha.
My life. I have to learn
gotcha.
When to turn it on and when to turn it off. You know, when I was a wife, rest my husband's soul, bless his heart, I had to have date night with him. He wanted his time, you know. And then, look, as
yeah.
a daughter of the King, God is over everything. So and he gets my first. As soon as I wake up, I'm in my prayer and my meditation time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Absolutely.
Making sure
I
serve God and I give him the glory. Because without him, mm-hmm. I'm nothing. You know, then my kids,
That's
making
it.
Sure that I'm spending, you know, time with them at the movies or, you know, going to the mall with my girls, things like that. So it's about just really knowing, okay, what comes for this day? Who do I need to spend time with for today, God? I ask God to lead me and guide me. What do I need to do for my business? What's the vision you have for me? And he's just been opening doors.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, have
so,
you ever been there before where you wake up, yeah, and your day just flows so good?
Yes, absolutely. It's just everything's in sync, everything's in line. It just flows versus other days when it's just everything's a clusterfuck and it's just one thing after the other.
Yeah, you crazy.
I wanted to ask you, we've known each other for like 12, 13 plus years. Can you pinpoint the year where it all came together, your vision, what you wanted to do and how you wanted to progress, compartmentalize, and things just took off? Can you remember that turning point year? Everybody, I think, has a turning point.
Oh, yeah, vividly. Vividly. I started my business October 7th of 2015 was when I actually put it as a joke, but it was real life. And the joke said,
okay.
God knocked, and I finally answered. And I put it in, and so people were like, what you talking about? I was like, yeah, I'm going to be a coach. You know, I'm ready to be a life coach. And they was laughing, like, girl, yeah, whatever. And it just took off from there. But, yep, October 7th,
gotcha.
That's my anniversary date.
Gotcha.
October 7th.
And the reason I asked you that is how amazing, you know, the show topic, the forum that we have today, that's sort of in line with what we're talking about. Make 2020,
uh-huh.
you know, the total opposite of 2020, whatever was delayed, deferred in 2020, Make 21 your jump off year. Make it your jump off year. Sometimes dreams get deferred, you know, but never forgotten. And 2020, a lot of dreams had to be put on hold. A lot of achievements had to be put on hold. A lot of them, you know, took flight in 2020. But take advantage of 2021. Don't let 2020 carry over. And make 2021 your mark. Make it your starting point and just take off and fly, man. That's why I sort of asked you that. Can you remember your exact year when everything just took fold? And I guess that's what we're trying to encourage everyone tonight. Look forward to 2021 and make it happen. Make it happen.
Make it happen, Captain. Yes. That's the truth. What do you have planned for this year? Before we go, I want you to tell our listeners.
HL Teleworks, still striving with that. That's my home-based call center business that I run. And it's funny because it's flourishing pretty good right now. The structure of employment today now, as you know, because of COVID-19 and this pandemic we're facing, everybody's, you know, forced to work from home. You know, so many jobs are shutting down operations outside of the household, so everybody's forced to work from home. So I get a lot of that traffic as well, you know, people wanting to work from home, whether it be a side gig to what they already have going on at home, or full-time employment because their job is just shut down completely. So I'm really putting a lot into HL Teleworks. And for anybody out there listening that's looking for home-based employment, please, please get in touch with me. We have a plethora of contracts available that need to be filled. And it's just basically customer service and sales inbound calls that you will take. But that and just once we get through this pandemic, I want to get back to my original goal, and that's just to travel. Absolutely, absolutely. I have on my bucket list. I just want to travel. I want to go places and see things that most people don't get to see, and that includes visiting family. You know, I have family all across this country, and just, you know, when you're a business owner, as you know, Kim, you have that freedom to set your schedule and kind of, you know, do things that won't have you tied down with a job, a 9-to-5. People don't understand. Ownership is beautiful in the sense that you have total control of your life. You have total control of your life. You don't have to punch a clock and answer to others. And you should take advantage of that at a certain point in your life. Everyone should strive to be some type of owner of a business or brand your own name. At a certain age, for me, it was 45. You know, I wasn't going to work a punch a clock anymore after 45. I didn't make it exactly at 45. It was more like 48. But, you know, I didn't care how I was going to get there. I didn't care if I was going to start from ground zero at 48. But I was going to get there and just be my own business owner and, you know, control my own life and set my own goals. So I encourage everybody, especially in the African-American community, that's what we need to be striving towards, ownership of our own and our communities. So that's what I try to put out there for everybody. But, yeah, just striving in 2021 to get better and just reach new heights. That's pretty much it.
That's it. That's it, you know, in a nutshell. So I have appreciate all of the listeners that are still here tonight. And definitely those that are coming in the future. Like I said, we're just getting started here on Brown Sugar Radio, and it'll be 8 episodes with a 4 to 6 week hiatus, and then a new season is going to begin. And I just understand the importance of rest in the season. I understand the importance of making sure that I put self-care as a priority and not burning myself at the ends of both candles. You know, the wick, the candle, they're burning both ends. I'm not going to do that this year. Absolutely not. And I find that you're more productive when you take that time out.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
So,
definitely. You have to refuel.
Yeah, that's a fact. That is a fact. So, well, I will be back next Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you tune in to Brown Sugar Radio. We'll have another hot, juicy topic. And then it'll be two more to go until I take my next break. But I'm so excited for this year. I'm excited what God is doing. I know that great things are going to happen. It's just all a matter of us believing and planning and executing. All right? So thank you so much, Irene, for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where you learn and learn and learn and learn. I got to think of a new catchphrase, and I can't think of one, y'all. I used to say, remember how I used to say, thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. But I'm like, I ain't no celebrity gossip and all that no more. So I'm going to think of something, y'all. Yeah. I promise you. I'm about empowering and, you know, getting your juices flowing. I want you to think on this show now, you know?
That's it.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, look. We're going to go ahead and close the show. I just appreciate everybody being here tonight. All right. We'll see you next week. Good night.
Okay. Take care, everyone.